Oh man, I wish I had a fairy godmother to help me with my fit. It's looking kind of busted right now.
Hey you, cutie with no hoodie. It's your fairy godmother.
Damn, you mean a fairy god me? Because we sound just alike. Am I having an insecure Issa Rae in the mirror moment?
Yeah, whatever, don't worry about it. We got you covered, okay? So we gonna make sure that you are looking hot this winter when you go out to have a ball.
Okay. So what y'all got over there?
Well, I am the Millennials Anonymous DTLR Villa Fairy, say that 10 times fast, and they got you. They got matching sets from Puma, Nike, Juicy Couture, and so much more.
Okay.
All you gotta do is go to millennials.com/shops and click on DTLR Villa, and you can get the savings today.
Okay, let's go.
Now, hurry back,
because my car's gonna turn into a pumpkin if I don't come back on time?
No, Millennials Anonymous is on, so let's go.
This is for my millennial. Baby, you got it. Baby, you got it. Check me. Check. Millennials. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed are the individual guest's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of Millennials Anonymous or MAPS Media. The material and information presented here is for entertainment purposes only and not meant to malign any person, place, thing, or group. MAPS Media's name and all forms and abbreviation are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement or opposition of any specific organization, product, or service. This is purely entertainment, folks. Now let's get... Hey, everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Millennials Anonymous Podcast. Yes, this is your girl, Lise Winnie, and I am a fucking millennial, and this is the season finale. Can you tell I'm excited? Can you tell I'm tired? Can you tell that I can't wait for this break? Now, I'm a little sad. You know, I'm sad that I won't be able to communicate with you guys. Okay, now I am sad about that, but I am happy as fuck to get a break. It's good to take a break and take a reset from this. Now, it doesn't mean that I won't be putting out any content at all. It just means I will not be working on the podcast, which it takes a lot out of you when you've done it for as many years as I have done it, and you actually take it seriously where you are going back in and you're editing to make sure that the, you know, you improve the sound as much and making sure that you are finding guests and making sure that you're marketing properly and making sure that you have your affiliations and sponsorships together and the legal part of it. It's a lot. So sometimes to take a break, it's good to take a break. It's good to decompress and reset, you know? And plus with this upcoming season, I'm excited as fuck because we got a lot of changes coming. And I think you're going to like the changes, and the changes are going to make it easier for me, I believe. So I believe. No, I'm sorry. I'm punished for that. Okay. I'm going to go sit in timeout because the song is done. Okay. It's banned. Okay. We didn't band it. It's done. But I'm excited. And, you know, shout out to South Africa and Austria because y'all been rocking with a sister. Y'all been rocking with me for a while. I've been in your top, you know, when I go on Chartable, I've been on your top 200 Apple list for a minute. So shout out to y'all for listening and supporting. So I appreciate y'all. And of course, my American folks, y'all are the biggest listeners, the biggest chunk of my citizen companions, my fellow American. Yeah, I'm not the president, but let's go with that. Shout out to my fellow Americans. Happy Women's History Month. So shout out to all of the women. We're going to talk about double standards in this show as well a little bit later. But shout out to all the women's out there. And thank you, D, for coming on last week. We had some technicalities. If you've been a long-time listener, you know one of the things that changes every season is the theme of the cover art. So you get a new cover art every week anyway. But the theme changes. So I actually changed the theme of the cover arts midway through. Well, the main cover art stayed the same, but the weekly cover arts changed. Like, at first I did it with no color, but people like things with color. So, don't they all? That's where culture is built. That's where culture is made. Y'all welcome. A little melanin in there. So, I melanated the cover art because at first, you know, it wasn't as vibrant, which is not on brand. So, I went back and I melanated it and people enjoyed it better. So, I'll probably change the main cover theme again, and this time with the theme that I have in my head that I want to do. I am excited, girl. I did get a chance to watch Game of Thrones. I enjoyed it. So, it's not that I haven't tried. Okay. So, I started watching Game of Thrones when the first episode I saw, it was in season one. However, I started watching it around episode 6. Now, if you've ever seen Game of Thrones, they have lots and lots and lots of characters. Lots of storylines going on, dragons and magic and dead people. It's a lot of shit going on. And so when you come in the middle, you be like, okay, I don't know what the fuck is happening. Who is this? Why is this happening? Why is that magical? Why they not magical? Okay, now we back over here with these motherfuckers. Like, it's a lot of shit going on. And you got to be able to follow in the bouncing ball. I'm a little slow. You got to be able to follow the bouncing ball in order to do that. Actually, it wasn't season one. It was season two, like episode 6. I watched that episode and then I was like, you know what? This just is not for me, because I always say I don't watch sci-fi, which is not true. I actually do like sci-fi. A lot of the shows that I've been watching are like science fiction, but it's not my go-to. Okay. I'm more of a documentary girl, more of a comedy girl, not really big on sci-fi. So this is not only is it sci-fi, it's like a drama. So it's a sci-fi drama. I don't do that. It's a sadram. I don't do sadrams over here. So I actually got really, really hooked on it. So I started watching it. I think I finished the entire series in like a week and a half. I enjoyed it. Now, I know a lot of people were upset. There is a spinoff coming, a prequel. Am I saying this right? That sounds like I'm NyQuil or something. Like, you smile that shit in CVS. I think I'm saying it right. So the prequel to Game of Thrones is coming out in June. So that's great. Right around the time we coming back, I can talk about this shit. It's coming back. Now, I'm not mad at this. Now, you know I don't like spinoffs. I don't like reboots. But this, I think, actually could work, because there was so much history that had to go into these characters' backstories, and you didn't get all of the meat and potatoes. It feels like some of the storylines were kind of broken and fragmented. This helps. So this helps explain and solidify a lot of the shit that happened. So I like this. Now, they're going to ride Game of Thrones until the wheels fall off. If you remember the ending of Game of Thrones, it can still continue. So all the good shows end in a way where it could keep going. Game of Thrones is no different. So I'm excited to see if they bring this back. I wouldn't be mad if they brought this one back, because I honestly think that they could have, because the way that it ended, it didn't seem final to me. Like, this, if this was going to be the series finale, I would expect more of a bang. Now, we all knew that Cersei and Jaime had to die. Like, they, Romeo must die, bitch. Like, they gotta die. Like, we knew that was gonna happen. I was quite tired of them, to be totally honest with you. But they had to die. But a lot of the other characters that they killed off, I'm like, oh, you could have kept them. I feel like they still had some need to them, but okay. Now, I was connecting this shit to the shit that was going on now. Like, I'm that type of person that I'll read into stuff probably too much than I should. But I was reading into so much of this, because to me, Game of Thrones really talks a lot about society and how we function in society and how we view ourselves in society. It fits even though it was written in 96. It came out in 96. But it fits so well into now. So when you look at a lot of the things, you're like, wow, bitch, that shit was like Julius Caesar shit. And I'm like, yeah, I get it, though. I get it. I get why you be like, okay, that don't make no sense. Let me explain. So if you look at the base, to me, the basis of the Game of Thrones, a lot of it has to do with identifying where you fit in the world and how you perceive yourself in a world based on what others give you back about you. Where do you fit? What is most important to you? Family is a big theme in this. So is incest. Little weird. Lots of incest going on in here. Lots and lots of incest. But also an incredible amount of titties. It was a lot of excess nudity. And I don't mind. Like, I'm not a prude. I don't mind nudity. I don't mind a good sex scene. But I felt like a lot. Like, you could tell this was written by a straight white man. Like, a straight white man that probably likes redheads. There was a lot of redheads in this. I'm like, where y'all find all these fucking people with red hair at? Because I've seen maybe one or two in the real world and a real redhead. Like, how the fuck did you find these people? But anyway, it was a lot of that. But it really goes back to how you view yourself in the world and pretty much how society is structured. Like, when you rock the system, because everybody wants to rock the system, what it means to do that. And then also looking at how people view power. One of the things that came up is one of the things that you've heard me say a million gajillion times. You don't want the leader to be the person that wants to be the leader. You want a reluctant leader, because reluctant leaders have all of this skill set and less of the ego. That is who you want to lead. And if you watch the show, Jon Snow was that character. He was a great leader because he cared more about the others than he did himself. Now, I also got in this. If you watch the show, I think they did a brilliant job. I didn't read the book, so I can't say if it's the book or the way that they directed it. But they did a brilliant job of really giving all of these characters very, very, very complex backstories. So they all have very, very complex storylines and emotions. So although you could clearly tell who were the villains, you could empathize with each and every villain and the hero in this, the protagonist. So every antagonist and protagonist in these stories, you could empathize with all of them, which makes you realize, and I think this was a part of the storyline, there are no perfect men. And you're probably like, well, that's a given. But there's good and bad in all of us. Good people do bad things and bad people do good things. And I think that's really was a big element in this story. So I'm all for it. I could go on for days and days and days about the breakdown. Like, I could break it down, what I really think it mean, get down to the get down. But I'm not gonna do that. Not today. Maybe another day. Okay. Maybe another day I'll give y'all my full breakdown of Game of Thrones. Like, I'll break it down step by step by step, but what I think when you look at it. But anywho, I'm gonna be gone, but I'm gonna come back. Now, a couple of the shows that I probably will watch, and maybe once we do the breakdown to this one, maybe I'll come back and tell you about my other shows, because there's a lot of shows on HBO, because Game of Thrones is on HBO, which I had to Google, how do you watch Game of Thrones, which I felt like a little kid. But like, Hulu came up, and then I didn't realize Hulu had a package, because Hulu and Netflix and them is tripping than a motherfucker. Like, they, everything high shit out here. Like, we all need to go work at Target, because, you know, Target paying everybody $26 an hour. And I'm like, okay, we gonna all need part-time jobs at Target. Mm-hmm. Bullseye me, baby. Bullseye me, because this shit is ridiculous. This is ridiculous, because everything's expensive, and they just raise the shit up on you. They won't let you watch Netflix until you look at the terms and conditions for the price increase. I'm like, y'all couldn't call me or send me an email or nothing. Okay. Fuck you. Fuck y'all. Okay. Fuck all y'all. But there's some things coming on HBO that I want to see. The Lakers show. I can't think of the name of the fucking show, but I'm going to watch it. It comes on tonight. I'll tell you how I feel about that, because I'm actually excited about that. I'm quite entertained by the trailer, so I like that. You know, I like my gemstones, my Righteous Gemstones. That's off. And Euphoria. You know, I'm a big Euphoria girl, so I can't wait for that to come back on. And P-Valley is not on HBO, but P-Valley is coming back in probably the summertime. Excited about that. I'm excited about P-Valley because that's coming back. You got to get ratchet when you talk about P-Valley. You got to get ratchet. Okay. Uncle Clifford. Okay. At the Pank. The Pank coming back. Oh, wait a minute, bitch. I'm about to get my beret out. Don't store it. I'm about to get my fucking beret. We about to do this in this motherfucker today. Because I'm going to get my beret. Raspberry. What's strawberry? I got a strawberry one, bitch. Strawberry beret. Today. Just saying. But let's get to these topics because there's a couple of different things that's going on. It's a lot of going zones in the going zones. And I want to tell you what's going zones in the going zones before we go out of here. Because we're going to start this shit. We're going to end this shit the way we started this shit. Me and you, your mama and your cousin too.
I'm here. We can do the news now. All right, everyone.
I want to talk to you about
we can do the news.
I'm ready.
Good evening.
Look.
I'm laughing like a ventriloquist dummy.
You are.
How can you end
these
streams like this?
All right, let's mix it in. Let's get them politics and popping. Let's get them politics popping, baby. Yes, lip gloss be popping. Maybe Joe needed some lip gloss on his throat. On adult muscles, because on the State of the Union a couple times, like, oh, he's breaking down in the middle of the State of the Union. Like he malfunctioned a couple times. You told everybody to take the fucking mask off. Now you fucking coughing. I'm like, we need to check him. Somebody go get a swab. We need to swab him. Swab him. He's swabby. We need to check him. No, him right there. Him. Yeah, him. Get him. Because he was coughing. And I was concerned. Because he ain't had no goddamn mask on. But I was concerned. And yeah, he malfunctioned a few times, but he held up better than I anticipated. He didn't spend a lot of time on the war in Ukraine right now, which some people were upset about. Some analysts were saying he should have spent more time on that, or he should have devoted his entire speech on that. And he shouldn't have just made it into the traditional name checklist State of the Union like every other president has had, because these are different times. I'm like, pause. We ain't never seen a war ever. I can name at least two. Like, what the fuck is y'all talking? Not to mention, those are two major world wars. We've had a lot of other wars that weren't world wars as well. Like, we had side wars. Everybody had a little side war every now and again. You got a little side war over here. You got a war over there, war over here. We got a lot of wars. And so we have seen wars before.
Okay.
So I don't know why you're saying he should have devoted his whole time because you've never seen this before. We kind of have seen this before. But what I will say is I thought he was going to spend some more time on it and he didn't. So that was a little interesting. He did talk about his domestic agenda, which he had a laundry list of things to list off, like funding the police, because there was some misconceptions about Joe Biden and where he stood on policing. And I think a lot of the things that he mentioned were rebuttals to Republicans, because they know that there's a bunch of House seats that are up for grabs. So they want people to start to connect them with the things that they want people to see. Democrats do a horrible job of telling you what the fuck they did right. Even be is gas prices. Gas is high as hell right now. Gas is over $4 on average across the U.S. So we have tipped. We was tipping on some scissor, because this gas ain't no joke. So if you know anything, Russia does provide oil all around the world. And when countries go into war, especially countries where we depend on their oil, it raises the price. So here's the thing. I don't know what we about to do. He didn't mention that either. Because I was like, can we... like, when it came to State of the Union, he talked about inflation, but he didn't talk about inflation. So I would have liked him to at least have addressed that a little more and say, hey, y'all, shit about to get rough for a little bit. Rock with me. I got y'all at the end of it. If you just suck this shit up for a little bit, hey. At the end of it, maybe we might can get y'all like a stimulus, okay? Like stimulus check sign at the end. But y'all, you gonna have the whole list for a bit. You gonna have the whole list. I get it. It's fucked up. This shit fucked up. Like, how you think I feel? I just walked in this bitch and now all this shit fucked up. I feel it.
Come on, man.
I wish you would have done that. Empathize with the American public. He didn't do a very... He empathized and I felt like he did bring... I get why he did it, because he wanted to bring the country together. Okay, we're bringing it together. But when people see this gas, that shit going to, woo! Them stickers ain't never going away. Them Joe Biden stickers ain't never going away. They going to be there forever. Because the gas keeps going up and up. And people don't know what's going on. They just see what's going on. And Americans don't really do any research. We just blank. It's not a good look. It's not a good look.
Come on, man.
And speaking of people having some looks, people was looking at Laverne Cox sideways when she was interviewing Will Smith and Jada. I think they was at the SAG Awards, I believe. Or might have been, what was like the Golden Globe? They was at some fucking awards. I don't nobody watch that shit anyway. And so she was there on the red carpet and she asked them, or she made a comment about Jada giving everybody the word in the new lexicon of entanglement. The Smiths laughed it off. They appeared to not be too bothered by it, but a lot of people was in their, they was in their feelings about Laverne. Here's the thing. I think a lot of people just didn't like, they just don't like Laverne. The people that had a problem with it, I feel like they don't, because if it was someone else, I don't know if they would have been, because it's not like she said, like, Will Smith, what do you think about Jada taking that dick of Algis Alcina? Like, she didn't say that. They did have an entanglement. Jada did make this new phrase popular. We all know she did that. Will Smith is a fucking comedian. Well, I guess he's not a comedian because he doesn't do stand-up. But then, like, it doesn't make him a comedian. I don't know. If a tree fall in the woods, do you hear? Like, I don't know. But you get what I'm saying. Like, he has humor. True comic or somebody who really has a true sense of humor to not say, that was a good one. That was good. Like, you... That one was good. I can't even get mad at you because that shit was good. Like, I don't think... I mean, I can't speak for the Smiths. They're rich and they live in Hollywood. I can't speak for the Smiths. But what I can say, I feel like they are high enough up that if it was uncomfortable or Jada didn't like it, I feel like they would have said something, even if it wasn't mean. I feel like they would say, well, you know, that's a touchy subject. Like, let's not talk about that. That's a touchy subject. I feel like she would have said something, or Will would have said something, and they didn't. They didn't. So, I don't... On a red carpet, maybe not necessarily the question I would ask, but it's better than asking them, who are you wearing? What do you think about tonight? What are you most excited to see? Like, maybe she didn't want to ask the same five questions everybody else asked. Yeah. And guess who being sued? And I'm like, where do you sign up for this class action lawsuit? Because I need to get on this. I need to get on this. McDonald's, yes, them golden fucking arches,
bruh,
are finally getting their asses sued like a motherfucker. And you know why? Because some smart person in some far, far land, probably, maybe they was in, like, maybe it was in Chicago, or maybe it was in, like, Miami or somewhere. I don't know where they was from. But they started this petition. And they are suing McDonald's because they saying that, why y'all ice cream machine always fucking broke? I've been coming to my McDonald's my whole life. I had to fight to get me a goddamn milkshake. And now they was like, we need to know why this fucking ice cream machine is broke and why these motherfuckers always be telling us this ice cream machine broke. Everybody know the ice cream machine ain't fucking broke. Y'all just don't feel like cleaning that shit.
Nope.
Like, we had to get up and go all the way over there. You know when McFlurry's was the shit? We had to get up. We went all the way to the McDonald's to get a fucking McFlurry when that shit was new. Only for y'all to tell us that that ice cream machine was fucking broke.
Ow.
And you knew it wasn't. And then sometimes y'all would take our goddamn money when y'all was new. You would take our goddamn money and then we would have to get a refund because then you tell us, oh, well, she forgot the machine broke. That machine ain't broke. Y'all don't feel like making it. Y'all broke. Not the machine. Y'all fingers is broke. We not doing this. And I need to know where I need to sign up. Somebody call me somebody. I need to get on this. Who do I need to call? Who do I need? Somebody call that girl from Legally Blonde. I need to get on this shit now. I need to get on it today. I don't know who make McDonald's ice cream machines, but why do y'all keep buying them shits? What? Did anybody ever look at McDonald's like, you know what? We haven't had to resupply in a while. Ice cream. Like, we are in an abundance of it. No one is getting it. Why do we still sell it? Like, y'all still selling ice cream after all these years knowing that y'all fucking ice cream machine, they don't even turn that shit on. Why do y'all even sell it? Like, I'm getting upset. I'm getting upset. Because that's where my, you know, I'm fat as fuck. I ain't worked out in 4 days, okay? And I've been eating like shit, so I probably gained like 20 pounds. Woo-chow. And Cheryl Lee Ralph said when she left Broadway, she was going to Hollywood, and she had a memorable audition with a big casting director who looked at her and said, everybody knows you're beautiful, a talented black girl, but what do I do with a beautiful, talented black girl? He said, do I put you in a movie with Tom Cruise? Do you kiss? Who goes to see that movie? Now, pause. Okay. Things have changed a lot, because I don't know if y'all have noticed, but every commercial got a mixed couple in it. You watching the Cheerios commercial, everybody got a mixed babies. Everybody's in a mixed couple. It's a black woman and a white man. It's a black man and an Asian woman. It's a Hispanic man and, you know, it some other part, like it, everything is mixed now. So it's funny to read this when you think about how far we've come, especially with diversity. But you know, back in the day, things wasn't always like that. And I think this is what when I tell people, and when a lot of people say, you always talking about colorism, you always talk about this and that and racism. And the reason why is because this shit is true. So you know what it is. So I'm just saying, but I'm glad that she's on Abbott Elementary. Actually, she's one of my more favorite characters on that show. Even though I really do, I fucks with Abbott Elementary. I don't think they had an episode last week. Maybe I missed it. Madonna was spotted out with her son, Rocco, in a rare photo. She was not photoshopped. And people were like, she was unrecognizable. I didn't know who she was. Listen, bitch. I knew exactly who the fuck that was. I want y'all to know, she's gotten older. She's aging. We all do. Let that woman be. This is the issue that I have, especially with people. Not fuck the breast implants, the butt augmentation. Fuck it all. You can do what you want. But the issue comes in is when people don't think people are allowed to age. You have all these people. Every 15 seconds, you have the 10-year challenge. Do the how old you think I am challenge. The youthful challenge. Like, listen. Do I still got it challenge? It's okay to age. It is a privilege that a lot of us will not be afforded. If you are able to age and get gray hair and wrinkles and gain weight, then do it.
Yes!
Not leaving it alone. I could tell that something's going on because Joe Biden been going live a lot. And usually when he goes live, it's usually something that went down. Now, I know he had an interview with Nicki Minaj. Did not watch it. I think Nicki is one of the best female rappers of all time. She may even be the best female rap lyricist ever. However, when it comes to Joe, Let's come back. Wayne's World Party Time, basically, because we didn't went all the way around the Mulberry Bush and around the mountains. He has been making some comments recently. Now, I'm pretty sure maybe some of this might have started because of something he said, perhaps even in that interview with Nicki Minaj. But a couple of weeks ago, he made a comment about Meg Thee Stallion. He said Meg Thee Stallion is not a star because she makes music, but she can't sell albums. Now, he said only one of her albums, I think, went platinum. I think her other albums went gold. And so he's saying that she's putting out music, a lot of music. She's on all these. She got all these big sponsors and she's everywhere. She got a show on Netflix. Yeah, she got herself a Netflix special or whatever the hell the show is at. It's on one of these special Twitch or stream or Snapchat or whatever the fuck. And she's got all this stuff going on, but her albums aren't selling. So here's the thing, and some people clap back at him for that. He is entitled to his opinion. So if he has an opinion that's different from yours, that's fine. If he don't think she's a star, that's his opinion. Okay, he was in the music industry, so maybe he has some different insight. But I will say that he's not 100%. I think Meg Thee Stallion is a star. And I think that a lot of the older, and he's in his late, yeah, no, I think he's 40 now. I think he's in his 40s now. So he's not super, super young, but he's not old either. So like he's smack dab in the middle. He is, depending on his age, he actually might be a millennial. But I think when it comes to the way that some of us older millennials or older folks see stardom and who's a star, who's not, we think of old, in the old times. Now you don't have to be talented. You don't have to know what the fuck you're doing. You don't have to be clean and polished and know, like, you don't need any of that shit. As long as you have followers and they can throw money at you and you can sell items, they don't give a fuck about your music. If you can sell items, merchandise, it's some people that build podcasts just to sell merch. They have YouTube channels that aren't doing anything. They just selling merch. Like, people, if the company, the sponsor can get behind you and they can just push something, they gonna push it. Ah, push it, push it. They gonna push it. And I feel like that's the difference. I think she's very much a star. When you look at the criteria of what makes a star now, because we have people that are celebrities now, and I don't even know what the fuck they do. Like, what do they do? Because I'm tired of people, well, they're a reality star. Aren't we all stars in our own reality? Absolutely. What is a reality star? You're either an actor or you're not. So I don't think that she's not a star. I very much think that she is. I like Meg Thee Stallion quite a bit. She stands up for us tall girls and us big girls, even though she's not big at all, but you get the point. I think she seems like she's a really down-to-earth girl, and I have a lot of her music on my phone. I even have WAP on my wall, the album cover. And Batman is making some money. Speaking of stale, Jesus. Okay, he made $128 million, which is great. Okay, because that means people are back in the movies, theaters. However, because I don't think you can get, that shit at home? Somebody Google it. Somebody tell me. Send that shit in, send it by a pigeon. Okay, go get a crow. Like, it's Game of Thrones, bitch. Go get me a crow and send it. I need a scroll, bitch. But how many times y'all gonna watch that shit? Like, they don't even change the storyline. Like, the story, it's not even like y'all are watching Batman from a different perspective. Like, it's a different Batman. Like, we've changed the storyline and we've added in something different. Like, instead of seeing Batman, you know, go up against Catwoman or go up against the Joker or the, like, okay, here's the thing. We gonna put Batman, but we gonna put him on the moon. Like, y'all ain't did none of that shit. It's the same. Okay. I'm not watching Batman 15 different times so we can compare who's the best Batman. Like, I'm tired. Like, let's Is there some other superhero that has white privilege that we can follow? Anyone? There's got to be one. They don't have CEO man. He don't exist. In the insurance Aflac Avenger, they don't have that. Like, somebody, there's got to be one. There's got to be one. Abercrombie and Fitch fellow, like, they none. They don't have nobody. God damn it. I'm done. And that has been your Millennial Minute. And I'm not going to stay on this very long, but here's what I think that a lot of people in Joe's administration and Joe Biden are getting wrong. Now, he came in a pandemic. So if a lot of people want to say that Trump's last year's doesn't count because of the pandemic, if Trump last year doesn't count because of the pandemic, then Joe Biden's first year shouldn't count because of the fucking pandemic. So he's acquiring, same thing with Obama. Like, Obama acquired a lot of shit in his lap when he got elected. Now, me personally, I wouldn't have wanted to beat this man up after this shit. Like, some shit we ain't never seen before. This shit ain't never happened before. I would have had to say, you know what? Skip me, uno, draw four. Like, this ain't my turn. Skip me, reverse. Because I wouldn't have went after this one. No, not after the pandemic. But I get it. Time is not necessarily on your side. You know, I'm not being mean, but it's not fair. So I get you had to jump while the kettle was still beaten. Okay. But I get it. Your first year, not necessarily all your fault. Were there mistakes made? Yes. Were there promises not fulfilled as of yet? I can't say they were broken because he still has 3 years to figure it out. But have there been things that you said you were going to do as soon as you got into office and have not happened? Yes. A lot of the American public and American population is feeling down. When you go to the gas pumps and you see the gas is over $4 a gallon in some places, except for Costco. Shout out to Costco. I don't know if y'all got your own oil reserve or whatever, but Costco been really fucking doing it. Even when the shit backed up, they got their own ships. Like, I don't know. Like, Costco rule the world. I'm a little concerned, but let's move on before they come and get me. Like, how the fuck you get that a big ass box of almonds for that price? Like, where y'all get that shit from? You know how hard it is to mine an almond? I don't know if you fucking mine it, but you know how hard it is to mine an almond? A lot. It's a lot of work. Fuck, you get that for that price? Just saying. Somebody looking to Costco. I'm concerned. I think they the cartel, allegedly. I'm gonna leave it alone. But Joe, gas is high. To be honest, the American population, especially with this being an election year, and there's a lot of seats up for grabs. You need your legislature, let me say it that way, in order to pass bills. Shit don't look good. Americans don't give a fuck about things that will impact them later. And I know what you're thinking. That's the stupidest shit ever. But that's how people are. They don't give a fuck about stuff until it's at their front door. So when you talk to the public, yes, work on the things you need to work on. But when you talk to the public, you gotta talk about things that are at their front door. We gotta talk about the prices, inflation. And to be totally honest with you, I know you mentioned stuff, but there's not a whole lot that you can do, Uncle Joe, about inflation. So I get it. You might not want to keep talking about inflation because you can't really fix it. It would be up to the people who are producing this stuff to lower their prices. But that's not going to happen. You said out loud that you were a capitalist. Uncle Joe, you know how capitalism works. No capitalist is lowering their prices for the consumer. Ever. A lot of the reason why the inflation happened, the world stopped for 2 years, and so they didn't have the supply, and they had a lot of demand. So things got a little bit more costly to make. A lot of people didn't come back to their jobs, or they couldn't. Things were slower to make, or harder to find, because the world stopped for several months. Fuck it. The world stopped for like a year. That's going to cause problems. And what's not going to happen is a CEO is not going to make all of their extra money plus the millions of dollars in a bonus so that they can save John Q. Public a couple of dollars. Should it happen? Abso-fucking-lutely. Because if consumers can't buy your goods, you can't make any money. But they're not. Because of greed. Inflation is only part of the problem. The system is rigged. And one of the reasons why, and this is another thing that I think they talked about kind of on Game of Thrones, people don't overthrow and they don't get upset because there's this hope, this dream that they will one day sit in the spots of the rich. It's not that people want people to do the right thing. It's that they want to be in their place. So you have to be able to explain to people why it is important to make things happen for the general public. And I know you thinking like, oh, listen, I'm old as fuck. I done been around this world, bitch. Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to do. You know, you was black because you voted for me. I know you was black, but don't tell me what to do. But it's not going to work if you don't. You have to explain to people, which seems like common sense, but you have to explain to people why doing the right thing is the right thing to do. I mentioned double standards. I was going to talk about millennials not having kids, but we've talked about that. Millennials are not having kids because, first of all, you don't have to have children. We got a lot of motherfuckers on this planet. And then two, it's costly. Like, nobody talks about the impact of having children and how financially stressing that can be, especially for many, many, many years. Because just because your child gets older, the cost of having a child doesn't really lessen that much. Now, you might not be paying for things like childcare, but you may still be paying. You still got to feed the motherfucker. You still got to start preparing for the motherfucker to go to college. And if you want them to be in camps and all this stuff, the money doesn't stop. It just shifts. So it's just as expensive. Children are expensive. And when you have student loans, you're trying to pay houses and the cost of everything is going up. Like, it just, for some people, it just doesn't even make sense. Not to mention that people aren't dating anymore. So, I mean, how the fuck are you gonna, like, people aren't dating. Millennials don't date. Gen Z, they don't date. It's hard to have a baby when you're not physically with someone. Like, you know, you're on the computer. You can't get pregnant on the computer, at least not yet. Maybe you could just ship it, you know, maybe Amazon Prime. So you get it yet? Like, I don't know. But for right now, that's not a possibility. So the social connect, there's a social constraint issue. People don't communicate in the ways that they once did. We don't need guys that have 50 children every which way. I mean, Nick Cannon is doing a good job by himself, but we don't need people like that. Like, back in the day, everybody had the father that had kids spread all over the world. Like, we don't need that. What we need is people who know exactly what they want and are more prepared for the children, which is not necessarily a bad thing. So I think that's part of the reasons why millennials don't have children anymore. Not to mention that they're more involved in myself. I don't think it's that millennials aren't having children. I think millennials and Gen Z are having children later. So they're having their children later in life. So instead of having babies in their 20s and 30s, they're having them in their 40s and 50s. Hey, should there be double standards? And shout out to Faraji Muhammad on The Culture, which comes on the Roland Martin Network. I'm not a contributor. They don't call it contributor. Culture Crew, part of The Culture Crew over there. So every Tuesday on YouTube or on the Black Star app, Black Star Network app, if you want to check me out, I'm on there with Mr. Faraji. It does come on at 3, from 3 to 5 Eastern Standard Time, so it's a little tricky if you at work or you driving, and I want you to be safe. You know, you watch it later. You know, you can go and watch it because it's YouTube, so you can watch it whenever you want. Just go back and rewatch it. But it comes on, I'll be on there on Tuesdays, 3 to 5 p.m. It's mostly political, but also culture, so check it out. But the question was raised about double standards in women. And I think that I've had this conversation on Brunchin a couple of times about should there be double standards for men and women. Or I think when it comes to double standards, I think sometimes what people are trying to say is should there be gender roles, like certain things that are specific to men and women. I don't think that there should be double standards. However, I think it would be very hard to get rid of double standard. Does that make sense? So this is what I mean. So if a man and a woman go out on a date, it's okay for the woman to pay, right? Like I paid, like on the very first date that I went on with my spouse, I paid. He didn't ask or anything. I just paid. As a matter of fact, he was kind of shocked. He was like, what the fuck is going on with this bitch? Like, I paid. I actually stopped him from paying to the point where he got this big thing of popcorn. Don't take your first date to the movies, young. Listen, young folks. It's not, you want to talk to somebody. You want to get to know them. Don't take them in a movie. Like, take them to eat. But anyway, our first date was a movie. We didn't know each other at all. Anywho. In a movie neither one of us fucking wanted to see. I don't even know what the fuck. Never mind. But I think that women would always be rewarded. Like, people would be shocked. And you get rewarded for paying for the date. Mind you, he asked me out. So that does make a difference. If you ask somebody out, you should pay. That's just me. Like, so if you call the person and say, hey, I want to take you out on a date, I believe that, and this is, I'm talking more and more about relationships, but I personally, my belief, doesn't mean just fuck, you got to listen to it. It's like asshole, everybody got one, is you should pay. It was your idea, and if you didn't tell me I need to pay for myself, that's rude as fuck to believe that somebody should pay for something you ask them to do. Now, if they ask you out, then that's on, or if you ask them out, rather, that's on you. You can't, listen, women, don't tell them to ask a man to take you out and want to go somewhere, and then when you get there, oh, I forgot my wallet. Don't do that shit. But that's something, the double standard that I think women can get away with that men can't. So if you go out on a date, and a woman asks you out and she doesn't pay, the man is not going to be upset. Whereas if it's the other way around, the woman would be furious and she would look down upon the man even though she asked him out. That's a double standard. But when you look at things like mistakes, so in life, I know sometimes people get, oh my God, they get down on me about this. But even when it comes to men of color have a harder way to go than white men, of course, or white passing men, should I say, because you don't necessarily even have to be white, just white passing. If you are a white man or white passing man, of course, you're going to get more grace. But all men have more grace extended to them than women. If a man makes a mistake, people are more likely to say, oh, it's just a mistake. Bob made a mistake. Bob can make 50 mistakes before somebody will say Bob is incompetent. A woman she got one shot. And if she fuck it up, not only does she fuck it up for herself, she fucks it up for other women. That is a double standard that should not be. Because that double standard becomes bias, becomes sexism. So there are some double standards that are problematic. Because we all have general norms, things that we think are acceptable and things that we think that aren't. And they don't really hurt anybody. A woman believing in a man should pay for the date is bullshit, but it's not hurting anybody. At that point, if she goes on a date, a man does have the choice. Listen, men, you do have the choice to say, I'm not paying for your food. You ask me out. I'm paying for my food. You have every right to do that. You got to face the consequences, but you have every right to do that. But there are double standards for that. Same thing with women who are more less into traditional female things. I know so many girls that said they used to play with trucks. They played with Transformers when they were growing up. No one, maybe it was long, long time ago in the land before time days. But back when I was growing up, no one batted an eye about that. But if you was a little boy and you played with dolls, okay. It's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem. And when it comes to parenthood, there's a terrible double standard in parenthood. Women take all of the burden and it impacts them in their careers because a lot of times women are the ones that have to take off. Women are the ones that have to come out of work for maternity leave. It's almost expected of you to stay home and not come back to work, even though they don't even fucking pay you. I think they pay you now, but it's not a lot. It's not your full pay, but they expect you to just stay home. And they will look at you funny if you don't stay home for the allotted or the amount of time they think you should stay home for. Men don't have to worry about that. And no one ever asks Bob, where the fuck your kids at? Like, you don't never be gone to no appointments or nothing. You don't pick them up from Little League, nothing. You don't do homework, you don't do shit. Like, you in here all the time, so I know your kids don't know you, nigga. They don't have to worry about that. Women do. Because people will start looking at you funny if they feel like you're not spending an adequate amount of time with your children. Not the man. Just the woman. And in relationships, women are always expected to take the back seat in their career. And then wonder why we can't get ahead the way that men do. And when it comes to the workforce, because we always have to take off. They shouldn't ask you this, but I'm pretty sure there's a lot of women that have been asked when people find out that they have children. How do you plan on handling that? Do you have adequate child care? I actually was told by an employer who was in the Business Insider, by the way, for their really fucked up behavior. But I was asked, they had a job that was 45 minutes from my house. Mind you, it's a fucking commute. Not gonna lie to you. Now, with gas prices the way it is, shit's crazy as fuck. But back then, it was a couple years ago, I was willing to make the commute. My white female manager said, you have kids. I don't want to put you up for the promotion because I think it's just too far for you because you have children. She made a decision on my behalf to not put me up for the promotion I wanted because she thought it was too far for my children. You would spend so much time away from you. How would you get your... Would she have done that for a man? No. No. And damn sure not a white one. So I don't think that double standards should exist. I think there's certain double standards that we're just not going to be able to get rid of. Okay, before I go up out of here, because I've been talking for a long time. Like, I feel like I've been talking for like a fucking hour and a half. And I know y'all tired of hearing me talking now. Like, y'all probably like, shit, this bitch been talking. Like, she been talking and talking and talking. Like, I got to get my throat together because I got to give y'all all this talking. So this new article came out in the New York Times. It's called bigorexia. So bigorexia is actually about boys and how social media, because we don't always talk about men and boys and their image, because a lot of people think that men and boys don't care about their image the way that women do. And that's just not true. So in this article that was written by Alex Hawgood, he was talking about how a lot of boys are seeing themselves and they're getting really, really sick because they're consuming so much protein and they're exercising so much that it's actually making them physically sick. But the same images that are impacting girls to making a lot of these women and young girls go out and get plastic surgery is the same thing that is causing these boys to overexert themselves almost to the point of sickness because they're trying to build this muscle mass. Now, if you know, like, some protein is fine, that's fine. But when you take too much protein, that could be very, very dangerous for you. And so when you have somebody that is so focused on their image and trying to build up their body like that in a short period of time, one, you know, it's unrealistic. Most of those bodybuilders, it takes years to build your body up with muscle. It does not happen overnight. We're talking, this is a long-term gain. One thing that teenagers are not good at is long-term anything. There are some, but most teenagers get bored and they move on to something else because they're trying to find themselves. So imagine that. Then you feel inadequate because your body is not building up. Will you build up some muscle if you keep at it and eating all these protein shakes and shit? Sure. Sure you will. But you're not going to look like the fucking Hulk. And then a lot of them don't realize that these guys are on steroids. Some of these guys have actually gone in and gotten surgery for the abs, especially because it's etching. Like, there's a lot of things. Photoshop that people just, these teenagers, they cannot disconnect it. I've seen it where you got the little filter, put the abs on you. And people are trying to live up to this unrealistic, unobtainable goal. Because a lot of times when people take these picture, especially for muscles, they're a little dehydrated because they don't drink a lot of water, because you retain the water. If you don't drink the water, your muscles stand out more. So we can't sit here and pretend like these images aren't impacting everybody, because we hear a lot, again with the double standard, we hear a lot of that shit about women, but we never talk about how that shit impacts. We hear about teenage girls, but what we don't hear about, how does this impact teenage boys? Not only with their body and trying to see if they live up to this unrealistic standard, because not only when you look at the muscles and now you have these videos everywhere and popping up on everybody's timeline, but also with things like, if you watch porn all the time, you're going to feel inadequate anyway because you don't measure up to that person. Mind you, you have to realize that a lot of these guys were picked because they were well endowed. So then you have to live up to that. You're inadequate. Not only does this guy have these, seeing everybody got these muscles and abs, and then now you feel inadequate because yours doesn't look like this. Like, it's a cycle. And then what does it do to the girls? So if this is the standard, same thing with men, when they look at these images of these women that aren't the standard of most average woman, you feel like everybody else doesn't live up to this unrealistic body goal that's not even real. So the issue comes in is when you start to measure people up to an unrealistic, unobtainable, natural body goal. And everybody's body goal is different. You can stay in the gym 50,000 years and you may not get an ass like Serena because you're not built like that. Muscle is dense. So it would take a shit ton of muscle in order to build a butt. And one of the things I ain't never seen is muscles build titties. Now, it'll build a pectoral muscle, but big titties, no. If anything, it does the opposite. So instead of having breasts, because breasts is mostly fat, you no longer have that. You have to realize that muscle is a different beast entirely. So that's what I want people to know too. When you're talking to people and you're telling people this stuff, and this is why a lot of these guys is out here trying to build this muscle, you may not be huge. And that is okay. Everybody don't need to look like The Rock. I don't think The Rock can get any more muscles in there or he gonna be a rock. It's a lot. If you saying that you don't like the women with the big ass, maybe we don't want all these goddamn muscles either. Some muscles is fine, but when you start just muscles in your eyeballs and muscles just in your necks and your ears and you got muscle in your hair, it's a lot. It's a lot for you to do that. And you got to maintain it, because when you get muscle, muscle don't just stay. I think that's a lot of part that people don't understand. Don't stay. Muscle needs to be constantly worked or it will fade. And you won't have the etching anymore. You won't have the chiseled abs. You got to work at it every day. So if you've not had a conversation with a young person in your life, male or female, get them off the goddamn internet. Get them off the internet for a little while. Get them off the internet and just have them take them out. We don't need malls back. Fuck that shit. But just take them out and just drive them around and have them just look at people. Take them to a park and just have them look at people. Say, look, this is what people look like. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Millennials Anonymous Podcast. I'm so happy that you did. And again, don't come back expecting an episode next week, because I won't be here. You'll be here, but I won't be here. You can listen to all the episodes. We have so much content, because at one point I didn't take breaks at all. We have so much content. So if you go back and you listen to Millennials Anonymous, so much. And I left my old episodes up there so you can hear them, so that you can hear the evolution. So you can be like, oh, this bitch learning. Like, she getting better. We thought it was bad, but no, she improving. So that means that one day we gonna get some good sound quality. One day it's coming. We gonna get it. She gonna get that special mic. She gonna get one day it's coming. See, I want y'all to listen to it. So you can go back and hear that. Go back. Listen to the old episodes. Listen to the old interviews. You could even listen to some of the interviews from early in this season, because we had some really good times. You know, I want to thank D-Lay for stopping through and coming through. You know, School Rose from the UDP podcast. Thank you to Bacardi from Geek Set podcast. And I just, you know, I, at first I was still trying to get a lot of the celebrities on here. And then I was like, you know what? I just want to talk to normal, regular podcasts. If I say I want this to be very similar to one of my favorite shows, which is Bill Maher. On the guest panel, of course, people on there are celebrities or popular or whatever, but he's basically talking amongst his peers. And so that's what I want that. This Millennials Anonymous originally was supposed to be a round table where we had a different batch of guests each and every week talking about different topics. And just from a millennial perspective, like a meeting, like an anonymous meeting. So if you were going to go to an anonymous, that's where the name came from. Ta-da! So if you were going to go to an anonymous meeting, this would be it for millennials. And it didn't necessarily work out that way, because people be finicky. And what you don't want to do, which you noticed this season, y'all here with me, that sometimes people be finicky. The further out you schedule, the more likely people are going to cancel. So you gotta strike when the skillet is hot in order to get people on. So I wanna thank everybody that came on this season. Had a great season, had a lot of fun, enjoyed myself this season quite a bit. I had a lot of guests, you know, a lot of different people to bounce ideas off of, a lot of people to talk about some great content, some great topics. shout them all the way the fuck out, okay? If you came to Millennials Anonymous, even if it didn't air, if you came to Millennials Anonymous at any point this season, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I really do. And again, shout out to everybody who listens, supports, downloads, watches this on video, audio, wherever you watch it. Facebook, Spotify, iTunes. I don't care where you watch it. I just appreciate that you do, because this is a labor of love. I do this because I want to. So I want you guys to know that. And thank you so much for coming on this journey with me and helping me achieve a dream that I didn't think that I could do. And working further and further. Well, not further away, but closer and closer. There you go. I knew it. My mouth be flicked. Let's go with it. Closer and closer to my dream or my goal. So thank you for listening. You've made, you as a group, as an audience, as a collective, you've made this so much fun. So I want to thank you all for supporting Millennials Anonymous and MAPS Media. Continue to support Millennials Anonymous and MAPS Media. When we are on our break, we will be back on June 22nd with some new shit. Okay. And oh, and I told you about, okay, Game of Thrones. That's the new thing. So the cover art probably will be Game of Thrones related. I don't know, it might change. But for now, I'm thinking of a Game of Thrones theme for next season. Because I was really impressed by the show. I'm such a nerd. And I love every bit of it, which I love them nerd movies as well. No, I don't like the remake. Original all day, every day. Maybe the second one is okay. But then after that, it just got weird. But anyway, probably going to be some type of, if it's not the cover art, it'll probably be the ad. So look for an ad that's going to say Millennials is coming. Because, you know, winter was coming. Millennials is coming. And it's going to be like a throne. Okay, the Iron Throne, baby. So look out for that. I appreciate y'all all for being here. We'll be back. I'm gonna, baby. Much rest. Mucho grande rest. I'm so excited. Bye.